Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now. Taking a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose and then slowly out through your mouth. Take another long, slow, deep breath in and let it out. As you breathe in, be reminded of God breathing his very breath of life, his invisible, personal, life-giving presence into the nostrils of the first human. Think back on Jesus breathing onto his disciples and saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit." That same Spirit that hovered over the chaotic waters. That same Spirit that parted the Red Sea. That same Spirit that caused the waters to recede after the flood. God's very personal, invisible, life-giving presence in you. As you continue to breathe in and out slowly, just allow yourself to be present to this moment, right here, right now. As thoughts of responsibilities or tasks or worries or plans come in, just allow them to flow through your mind and exit as you breathe out. Allow God's Spirit to center your attention on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. And just invite him to be present, to be Lord, to be King, to be in charge of the next few moments. And then ask God's Spirit to speak through his scriptures as we meditate on them and pray through them. Spirit, would you lead us into all truth? Would you remind us of what Jesus said? Would you convict where we need convicting? Comfort where we need comfort? Draw us near to God. Help us to abide. Chapter 11, the author of Hebrews writes this: "By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw that the child was beautiful, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not being afraid of the anger of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and sprinkled the blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw that the child was beautiful. Take a moment and allow God's Spirit to assess your heart and your mind. What divine or created beauty moves your heart and your actions? What beauty will you sacrifice time or money for? What vista in creation moves your heart? What is it about the soul of another image bearer of God that moves you? What attributes of God Himself do you find beautiful? By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw that the child was beautiful and they were not afraid of the king's edict. Ask God to search you, to know you and expose you. What fears drive you? What fears compete with reverence and obedience to God? Thank you. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. Where is your identity? Who or what do you most closely associate yourself with? Ask God to search you, to expose where you find your value and your significance, where you find your group identity. Who would you choose to be mistreated with over and above enjoying the fleeting pleasures of sin? What might it look like to allow God's Spirit to stir that desire within you? To be with His people, your eternal family, in the midst of difficulty and hardship, to endure together rather than take the easy way out. Rather than enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. Lord, would you stir our affections? Not simply for you, but also for your people, for our brothers and sisters, for our family in you. Would you stir compassion, empathy, kindness, generosity, patience, and love? God, would your people become our people in our hearts and our minds? Help us to find our identity in your family. Help us to value your people. Moses considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. What reward or rewards motivate you? What would it look like to allow God's Spirit to stir in your heart the beauty of God the Creator, the sustainer of life, that He might be held up in your heart and mind as your true reward? Connection to Him, intimacy with Him, and all of the life that flows out. What might it look like today to endure seeing Him who is invisible? To persevere in fixing your eyes upon Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, despising its shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus, fix our eyes on You. Help us to endure today, looking at the invisible God by the leading, guidance, and empowerment of Your Spirit. Help us to treasure You, to set our hope fully on the grace that You're bringing. May we be people who see beauty in what You have created as beautiful. As we look at beauty, might we be people whose attention is turned to the creator, the artist of that beauty. Might we be people who identify ourselves with Your people and value that connection above the fleeting pleasures of sin. Might we be people who look to the eternal reward . Might we be people who continue to fix our eyes on Jesus. We need You. Help us. We ask this in the name of Jesus.